Every time you're given an opportunity to walk the earth, God is directly placing a demand on you to make your world, your community, a better place. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to That Believe Podcast. I'm pretty excited to have you plug in on this episode. And thanks for giving us the feedback on how this podcast has been of great help to you and how we've been able to, through these conversations, help you believe better, you know, and just expose yourself to your power, you know what I'm saying, to your glory, to your abilities, and to your potential. And we stay committed to bringing out great conversations that are going to inspire you to infinite possibilities. So share the podcast with your friend, with your sister, with the church members, and with your friends in the community, and let's together build a community of believing people. The moment we come to terms with our mortality, the moment we come to terms that we're not here forever, the moment we come to terms with the truth that tomorrow is not promised, I think it changes the way we approach life. It changes the way we approach our relationships. It changes the way we approach time, you know, because then you kind of adopt a certain sense of agency. You begin to understand that my tomorrow is not guaranteed. I may not be here tomorrow. My brother may not be here tomorrow. My sister may not be here tomorrow. My wife may not be here tomorrow. So once we embrace this sense of our mortality, once we embrace the sense of how fragile life is, it changes the perspective that we have on life. And it then brings a certain level of agency to living out your truth, to living out your potential, and to just manifest that which God has deposited in you. Because in each one of us, there is a deposit that God then is expecting that the world should be able to feed off that. So most times, when you avoid the truth of your mortality, you live as if tomorrow is guaranteed for you. So then you're not going to have this sense of agency to share your life with the world. You're not going to have this sense of agency to share your life with your community, because then you feel like your tomorrow is guaranteed, when the truth is that tomorrow is not promised. So God expects of us to make the most of this very time, this very moment. So God has placed a demand on everybody who's living. As long as you're walking the earth, there is a demand on your life to make this world a better place, to make this world a better place for the next person. And once you begin to embrace your mortality, the reality of your mortality, every minute is going to count. You're going to want to make the best out of every moment. Every opportunity that you get to speak life to somebody, you're going to grab it with both your hands. Every time you get an opportunity to speak hope into the life of a person, you're going to grab it with both your hands. Every time you get an opportunity to manifest the gift that God has deposited in you, you're going to embrace that with both your hands, because then you have this sense of agency, knowing at the back of your mind that maybe this can actually be my last time. Maybe this might be my last day walking the earth. So how do I want to live my life? Do I want to keep procrastinating? Do I want to keep holding back? Do I want to keep, you know, just being chilled and not really doing anything with my life? Because that's not the design of God for your life and for my life. God demands of us to do something with the time that is given us. God demands of us to do something with the resources that is given us. God demands of us to do something with the community that is around us. And I promise you, you cannot ever underestimate what God can do through your life. God can use a song to change history. God can use a conversation to reshape a narrative. So then you need to learn to embrace the moment as it comes, living it as if it's your last, living each day as if it's your last. So the charge on your life, the charge on my life, is to throw ourselves at something with the time that we have. We need to start working on something. We need to start developing something. you need to relentlessly 100% throw yourself at something significant. Significance that is not measured by the world standard, but you measure your own significance. You measure your own relevance. As long as whatever it is that you're going to stay committed to building and to doing is being birthed from the place of your authenticity, from the place of your truth, from the place of who God made you to be. So you need to embrace each moment and find out what is in that moment that God is demanding of you to search out of that moment, to suck out of that moment, to grab out of that moment in making this world a better place, in making your community a better place. I love to say this, youth goes quick. Today you're 25, today you might be 28, you might be 27. Before you know it, I promise you, you're going to be in your 30s, you're going to be 35, you're going to be 34, you're going to be 40, you're going to be 50. And you're going to look back and be like, man, what did I do with my life? What did I do with the energy that I had when I was 30? You know, I could have done this and that when I was 20. You don't want to look back with regret, but you want to look back at time with energy. You want to look back at time with, you know, with peace, man. You want to look back and just celebrate your past glory days, because then looking back, you're like, I put in my best. I maximized my time. I maximized my opportunities. But then if you're not going to embrace the reality of your mortality, you're going to find yourself not really excited at throwing yourself at anything. You're just going to let time pass. You're just going to let opportunities pass. You're not going to take care of the opportunities that God might bring your way. You're not going to take care of the opportunities that the times might bring your way. But the moment that you embrace the truth and the reality of your mortality, you're going to find yourself energetic to just live out your God-given purpose, to manifest the gifts that God has deposited in you. And I promise you, when you're going to be turning 35, when you're going to be turning 40, when you're going to be turning 48, 50, you're going to sit with your kids and say, let's look back at time. Let's look back at the moments, at the memories that I created when I was your age. Let's look back at the memories that I created when I was 20, when I was 40. These are the lives that I impacted. These are the people that I blessed. You know, these are the projects that I built. These are the initiatives that I started. These are the conversations that we built. It's going to be great to look back at time with joy in our hearts, not looking back at time with such great sadness, because then you're like, man, I wasted my youth. I wasted my energy. I wasted my time. I wasted my opportunities. But I want you to sit back and ask yourself, have I been embracing the time that God has given me the opportunity to walk the earth? Because I promise you, every day that you see the light of the day, it's a miracle and it's a blessing. And then God wants you to embrace that miracle with both your hands. God wants you to embrace the blessing of the new day with both your hands and just do whatever it is that you can do to make your world a better place, to make your community a better place, to build a narrative that is going to inspire the next generation, to build a narrative that is going to inspire the community. And I promise you, that's just the way that God wants us to live. And so God wants us to embrace the sense of our mortality, because we're not here forever. Tomorrow is not promised. This could be my last conversation. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Or this could be the last time that you're ever going to hear a human voice. Who knows? So you really want to take in every moment, because life is a moment that you're living right now. That is life. Life is this very moment that you're living right now. So I just want to encourage you to put in your best. Throw yourself at something 100% without holding back. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just keep doing what you feel God is asking you to do. And everything that you're going to do, make sure that you're doing it from a place of authenticity and from a place of truth.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.